All right. Good morning. Merry Christmas. And welcome to the Day After Christmas show in the huddle. Coach Muddle, we have Nevada Nick, Nick's picks, and of course, Stizzalicious and the Brady Bunch.
Here's a story.
That's great.
So, and you know, we had some football last night. We had some. We had a Thursday night game too that we we're going to cut get into a little bit. Hope everyone had a great Christmas. And now that you're sitting there done playing with your gifts, you can kind of tune in and get ready for some football today. With that, so fellas, how was your Christmas?
Good, good my way for sure.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, same here. You know, like when you're older, you know what I mean? I mean, getting to see my niece open her presents and all kind of, you know, it's cool. You know, it's great. Like they'll just rip through one and then it's like, you know, that give me the next one. I really enjoy watching that. Yeah, I mean, you know, it was a good Christmas, but once again, it just shows you how quick the year goes. We're already up on 2021, 2022, and also how quick football season goes, boys, because we're getting into the last couple weeks here.
Yep.
Yep. Can't believe here we are already, you know.
But how was your Christmas, Coach?
You know, it was great, man. You know, being here in South Florida, man, like 82 degrees and hanging out on the beach, you know, and relaxing it's really good stuff. So,
Coach, is it cool if we start with the Eagles a little bit?
Yeah, let's start with that, the big game of the day, of course.
Yeah, well, obviously, Eagles win Tuesday. Wasn't pretty early, but I thought that, you know, obviously you get the job done. I thought that was Jalen Hurts, one of his best games. And, you know, to me, the only thing they got to get going is throwing the ball down the field. They got to get Smith going. But Goddard, you know, obviously misses the pass early in that freak play. Did you see that, Coach? And Stiz, where it bounces off the back of his shoe and goes up and the guy picks it off. So kind of a little bad luck to start for the Eagles. But the thing I like is Miles Sanders are starting to really Stiz knows, I'll tell you. I've been waiting for Miles Sanders for 2 years. I think I told Stiz the last 2 years, Miles Sanders – 1,200 yards, 10 touchdowns. He don't have a rushing touchdown yet, but they're starting to give him the ball, and you're starting to see results. So I'm really excited about that. And Stiz, I think he's a guy now, obviously not getting in the end zone a lot is not good, but I think Miles is one of the guys to watch out for in regards to next year, especially if the Eagles keep this identity of running the hell out of the ball. What's up, Sammy? What's up, Angela?
Morning, everyone. You know what? I think I think that is, you know, the Eagles play a lot better when they're running the ball on a consistent basis. I mean, we saw that how terrible they started out at the beginning of the year. I mean, granted, they blew out Atlanta and everybody was ready to fire up the mummers. And they got away from the running game, but then when they get back, you know, and we see that Jalen Hurts, I mean, I've been on that guy's bandwagon since Jump Street.
Yeah.
Is when he has a running game, he becomes so much more effective in throwing the football.
Yeah, and Goddard's starting to, you know, really get going now. Stiz, let me ask you this. If Hurts is back next year, do you think Miles Sanders – I don't think he'll be top five, but I think he'll be right outside of it. Do you agree with that or no?
Top five?
No. Outside of top five. I think he'll be right outside of it, like top seven or eight, if Hurts comes back and the way they run the ball with Hurts as quarterback.
I don't know. I mean, they still have a group of running backs there that, you know, could take some take some plays away from Miles Sanders. Okay. Top seven, eight? No. Top 15, I'm going to go with.
Okay.
I mean, I'm kind of going to be on the outside of, you know, of what you think, but I'm going maybe 13, 14 top running back.
Yeah. I mean, let's see how the next three Eagles go. If he if they give him the ball, you know, 15 to 20 times again the next 3 weeks, you know, and he ends the season on a stretch where you're getting 100 yards a game, maybe that changes your mind.
And the big question is if they do that remaining of this year and if they start that up next year. You know what I mean? I mean, they should if they see what, you know, listen, back-to-back 120-plus rush yard games, you know, right now. So he's playing well. He's playing well. That's what we were looking for. You know, you look for a balanced attack. Yeah. That's what they need.
Yeah, Paul, I mean, Dan Quinn, I mean, you got Gus Bradley, both former coordinators, defensive coordinators for the Seahawks. I would go offensive, you know, young mind. I don't know. Doug Peterson, who's won a Super Bowl, I think would be a good fit for the Raiders. I think Leftwich is going to end up in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I do Mama too. Moon,
big and one Mama for the Raiders Moon. Today. And look, the Raiders, you know, a little bit of luck going their way. You know, last week with the Browns, Teddy Bridgewater out today. You win today, you get the Colts next week. Darius Leonard, we know, definitely out because he's not vaccinated. And there's a rumor, too, Quentin Nelson might be unvaccinated, too. So he would be out. So, you know, you get the Colts missing some big players. You know, the door's open a little bit if the Raiders can run the table. That's the biggest question now. Now, Coach, Eagles-Giants today, big game for the Eagles, revenge game for the Eagles, obviously with that horrid performance where we lose.
Revenge. I think it's the other way around. I mean, you guys tanked last year and gave the damn game away and gave the division away to the Washington team. I mean, we're still a little bent about that, I think, you know?
Anthony Josh McDaniels isn't leaving the Patriots to go.
I agree with that.
He's going to want a top-notch franchise, and right now the Raiders.
Listen. After the debacle in Indianapolis, I think Josh is done. He's going anywhere. He's just waiting for Bill to step down.
I agree. Good point. All right, now it is a revenge game, though. You lose 13-7 to him. And a team they're much better than right now, Coach. And I think you know that
they are absolutely. You know. Come on, we got a pedestrian playing quarterback today, which I think is still an upgrade of Glennon. I still think Fromm is an upgrade. And granted, it was garbage time when they put Fromm in and he moved the football.
Yeah.
So, but I still think Fromm gives the Giants a little bit more. Than the stick figure that Glennon is. You know.
Yeah. No,
so,
I agree. Now the biggest difference is just the up front. The Eagles are just so much better up front, obviously, on the offensive line. That's a difference.
Listen, there's some high school teams here in South Florida that are better up front than the Giants are right now, okay?
Who do you got today, Coach? Who do you got? You still going to pick the Giants?
Of course I'm picking the Giants because I'm a fan. I take my eye patch off and I put my fan cap on, okay? I take my analytical hat off and I'm a fan. Okay, let's go Giants.
All right. Obviously, I'm going Birds. I think today you see them handle them. I don't want them to start like they did last week, although I think that was a little bit of – they were pissed they were playing Tuesday night. They were coming off the bye, the extended time off. You know, started a little slow, but they got it going. But today, you know, Eagles got a shot at the playoffs now. I mean, a legit shot because they play Washington, and then you play the Cowboys in what may be a meaningless game. The Eagles have a real, real shot at the playoffs here. I like the Eagles big today. Stiz, who do you got?
I think Eagles are in a good spot. I mean, they're on the outside looking in, you know, as an eighth seed right now, but they had the tiebreaker with New Orleans. They got Minnesota, who's in the seventh seed with a tough matchup against the Rams today. You know, that they should have a win today. Jake from State Fromm behind the center. I like the Eagles' defense to just blitz. Blitz, blitz, blitz. I know they don't do that too often, but listen, man, get after this guy. Giants are – Coach alluded to it last week or a couple weeks ago. Giants only averaging 17 points a game this year. I mean, I think the Eagles can outdo that. So, I got the Birds today.
Yeah, Mama Moon, you win today, and there's always – if you win today, especially. Yeah, handle your business today.
Right.
Handle your business today. And Anthony,
just win, baby. Just win.
I agree somewhat. They did get them to turn over. They've just been flat the last couple weeks. But the Browns ran all over them, and that was an issue before at the Packers. They got to get that run defense going. Let's not forget, though, Za'Darius Smith, Zaire Alexander, two All-Pros, going to be joining that team. That's big. So We'll see.
They had four picks on Baker. So I mean, no. The defense really didn't play that bad.
Right. And
missing them key guys.
And, you know, as Stiz said too, they took the foot off the gas, which Rodgers was throwing the ball all over the place. Like, you know, you had an uncharacteristic drop by Devontae too in the fourth quarter there. But no, you can't. The last 2 weeks, he's taken the foot off the gas, and he better not do that in the playoffs because, honestly, there were a two-point conversion last week and Baker Mayfield interception away from losing the last 2 weeks. So they definitely need to play better. Now, on Thursday night, Stiz clinches his future Betty Gaber earlier in the year with the Titans win. Nevada Nick did as well on Tuesday with his Eagles win. So that, you know, me and Stiz looking good on our futures. But guys, Jimmy G, you know, everybody was starting to get him, you know, a nice stretch there. And Jimmy G returned on Thursday night. Some bad interceptions, had a fumble, some key interceptions. I mean, obviously, the Niners dominated that game and just mental mistakes. You know, obviously, he has the early interception, you know, in the red zone. In the second half, they come out on the first drive. You know, it's 10-3, interception, Titans down to the 20. And then Titans never really looked back after that. It was all Titans and A.J. Brown. Stiz, how important was getting A.J. Brown back for Tannehill? He obviously missed him. Any word on when Henry's going to be back, Stiz?
Well, they said he would be available for week 18, although I really don't think you need him. I mean, Titans are a two seed right now, and they could take the division. I mean, it's possible for them to take the division. Their remaining games are Miami and Houston. I mean, very beatable teams. So they could run the table. You know, they get lucky. Kansas City loses one or two. They got a shot at the division. So I don't think you even think about Henry until playoff time. And if they get that top seed, they get a, you know, 1 week bye.
Right.
That gives Henry even more time to rest. So, yeah, I don't think there's any thoughts. They said he could be back by week 18, but I don't think it's in their thoughts to bring him back for week
18. Unless you're playing for the number one reason. Seed. Yeah, unless you're playing for that number one seed. And who is it in week 18? It's the Texans, you said?
It's the Texans, yeah.
Yeah, you might not even play them and hope you can win without them.
Miami next week, Houston the last week of the season.
Two questions. I'm going to – one Niners, one Titans. I'll start with the Titans one first. You know, are the Titans a team now looked at? Everybody kind of just pushed aside, you know, after the injuries to Henry. I thought Henry was done. I didn't know he was going to be able to come back. Now you get Henry back. Now you get A.J. Brown, Julio Jones back. You know, in the middle of the season, the Titans look like one of the toughest teams in the league. Do you guys think they can return to that form in the playoffs? I'll start with you, Coach.
I think they can.
Right.
You know, but I don't know. I'm not high on it right now.
Right. Stiz?
I mean, I think if Derrick Henry comes back full throttle, I think they definitely have a chance. I mean, Julio Jones is a non-factor. You know, I've been saying that for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So A.J. Brown is your big money threat. You know, if he's playing well like he did this past week and you get Derrick Henry back on the field, I think you stand a chance.
Well, I remember when I said this is that the Titans signed Julio Jones and he said he can't stay on the field. And that's the problem. You know, he just can't seem to stay on the field. I mean, look, dominant receiver, but yeah. When you can't play, like Coach will tell you, your best ability is your availability.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Coach uses this phrase. He's beyond his years, really, in the league. You know? Yeah. He's just
– Now, my other question, and I agree with Stiz, I think it's all predicated on Derrick Henry. If Derrick Henry can come back and play the form Derrick Henry's used to, he's so – he might be one of the most important players to a team in the league. I mean, really, you know, especially at the running back position, non-quarterback. He might be the most important non-quarterback, him and Jonathan Taylor, to a team in the league. Because without those two guys, you know, those teams, you saw it the last couple of weeks. The Titans completely changed after he went out of the lineup. What's going on, Uncle Bill?
What's happy up, holidays, Uncle Will?
Now, let me ask you guys this. Jimmy G, is he back with the Niners next year, especially after what we saw yesterday, or do they definitely move on with Lance?
I'll start. I think he's done regardless, unless the Niners go to a Super Bowl.
Right.
That's the only way he's coming back.
Okay.
Because you traded away picks, you know, and he's not coming back. He's not. And I think the better he plays, I know he backed off, his trade value goes up. You know, so and what the Niners can get in return for him, but I don't see him being back. You have too much vested in the young kid and moving on. But this fact too, if you look, Jimmy G, when he doesn't throw the ball over 30 times, he's lights out, man. That's the key stat.
You got a record too as a starting QB. A lot of people don't realize that. And God, Stiz, what do you think?
No, I have to agree with Coach. I don't think he's going to be back next year. I mean, listen, they're trolling for Trey Lance the rest of this year, which I don't think is going to happen. I mean, you got to be crazy. You know, three games out of the playoffs. You can't start the rookie now. But I think they get rid of Jimmy G. They trade him off, and they start fresh with Trey Lance next year.
Yeah, I think they'll get decent compensation. I think they'll get a second or a third round pick, maybe higher, because, Jimmy G still – has won games, and, he's just inconsistent. That's the problem. And Brian, I think yesterday's or Thursday's loss hurt him too. I think if they'd have kept the momentum into the playoffs and won a couple playoff games, that's great.
Right. Right. I play the role of Alice as the housekeeper because I'm cleaning house on this show. You know what I mean?
There you go. That's Scissors Bunch. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Now, guys, Packers yesterday, two Christmas Day games. We'll start with the Packers-Browns. They had brought up the Packers defense. I do agree. You know, you need to play later. But I think you're getting later in the season. Teams are a little bit, you're tired. I think obviously they made the plays when they need to make the plays, especially, at the 50-yard line, turning Baker over four times, I think was huge. Let me ask you guys this. Was that the nail in Baker Mayfield's coffin yesterday as a Cleveland Brown? I'll start with you, Stiz.
100%. 100%. Yep. You know, even with Landry back, I mean, he still looked bad.
Yep.
And listen, credit to the Packers defense. They capitalized.
Right.
They capitalized on every turnover, even at the end of the game. Listen. You know, that saved the game for him, that last interception.
Yep.
So, 100%. I think Baker's done.
And that interception by Rasul Douglas, former Eagle, who now looks like an all-pro guy with the Packers.
Of course he does. Yeah, everybody does at least Philly.
Yeah. You know what, too? Baker had two or three drops that were, easy interceptions for the Packers, too. So he could have had six or seven. Coach, is Baker gone?
Absolutely. I've not been on. I've been saying that since they drafted Baker. You know, I just haven't been high on him at all. And I think that the Browns are going to be in the market for a big name quarterback. And don't be surprised if Aaron Rodgers is playing for the Browns next year.
Yeah. Now, it's possible. I think that would be their number one choice. Now, obviously, I think Rodgers and Packers – fences have kind of been mended a little bit. You know, I think the big thing with that's going to be is if they re-sign Adams. If Adams walks, I think Rodgers is gone. So they need to re-sign Adams. But I think that's going to be the key to Aaron Rodgers. One guy to look out for, if Minnesota blows it up, don't be shocked if the Browns go get Stefanski's old quarterback in Kirk Cousins. I think it's very possible. And look, I know I'll take Kirk Cousins over Baker Mayfield.
Oh yeah, I agree with
There's
that.
A lot of things, I don't love about Kirk, but I'll take him over, especially with that team. You know, if they had Kirk Cousins, they're a playoff team this year. I mean, even with the injuries, Baker just I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with Baker. I don't know if he gets a job, but obviously they need to make a move at the quarterback position.
Bringing Alice to meet.
Yeah. it's just a fact. Now, look, Colts, Huge win for the Colts yesterday. I mean, obviously, you're missing three starting offensive linemen, Ryan Kelly, Glowinski, and then the best guard in football, and Quentin Nelson. You know, then you hear right before the game, Darius Leonard's out. You're missing your two safeties. And then you start the game, Eric Fisher, your tackle from the Chiefs, old, you know, Kansas City Chief, gets hurt. Jack Doyle, your tight end, gets hurt. And they still found a way to win. I mean, yep. Huge game. That was a huge game for Carson. They needed that game where Carson needed to be the guy, needed to be the guy in the fourth quarter to go get them a win. And let me tell you, he threw an old-school Carson Wentz dime to put them up 9 in the fourth quarter. He did. Coach, you can laugh at me all you want. You know, this will tell you, it was a dime. I mean, and he took a roughing the passer penalty, too.
Yes, so, he did.
Big touchdown. Watch out for the Colts, man. Watch out for the Colts. You know it too, Coach. That's the one thing I know you know. None of those teams at the top tiers of the AFC want to see those Colts in the first round.
You're right. I agree with that, man. Yeah, I agree with that.
You would take the Bills or whomever, the Chargers. You don't want any parts of the Colts because you know running the football and playing defense travels in January. Just ask coaches 9-7 Giants who did it twice.
That's right. That's right. Who haven't won a playoff game since 2011.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Now, God, let me ask you. Now, with the Cardinals, aren't they looking like a team that's basically going to be one and done, regardless if they end up winning the NFC West or not?
Yeah.
I agree. I think we've been saying that all year, even with the start they had. Yeah. I still didn't believe in them. I still thought that they were going to, you know, with the start they had, okay, great. They built up a nice cushion. Right. But look at them now. You know,
yeah,
losing.
Stiz, 7-0, 3-5 since. Yeah. And I get it, D-Hop's out. But everybody's got injuries this time of year. I mean, look at, you know, what's going on with the Bucs. Look, you know, the Colts, the team they played, was missing 10 starters at one point. I mean.
Inexcusable. Inexcusable for playing at home against a banged-up Colts team. And listen, you know, you brought up the Colts. Two things, like you said, defense and running the ball have been the most consistent things for the Colts this year. Right. I mean, I told you yesterday, Nevada, that I really didn't believe in Carson Wentz this game. They needed to really run the ball and play defense, which they did. But Carson Wentz actually made me look like a fool. He actually played pretty decent. Yep. You know, he played good enough. He made the right plays and didn't really make the mistakes like he usually does. But Jonathan Taylor, another 100-yard game. Defense, safety. I mean, you know, they held him to what, 14 points yesterday? Is that what it was?
16.
16 points, yeah. So, I mean, you know, that's lights out, man. When you hold a team as high-powered offense as Arizona is at home to 16 points, pretty damn good.
Yeah, and let's not forget, too, that inexplicable loss to the Lions last week. I don't care who was out.
That's terrible.
You know, you never should have lost to the Lions. And they're just – look, it's mental mistakes, and I almost wonder, you guys might think I'm nuts, but now you've had two straight years where the Cardinals have had good starts and then kind of folded. You know, Kingsbury better get it going. If they go play at the Cowboys now this week, so you might be looking at, you know, four straight losses. And if they go one and out in the playoffs, I think there's a chance the Cardinals move on from Cliff Kingsbury. I would not be shocked, guys.
I agree with that. I mean, granted, the guy before Kingsbury was one and done.
Right.
You know, so yeah. I could see that. And I honestly, Kingsbury better because I don't think he gets another gig in
the pro level. Guys, some people still believe in, I know grown-ups out there still believing in New York Giants.
Pretty good, Tommy.
Yeah, like that was good. You gotta give him a good one. That was good. That was great.
That's right. I still believe, baby. I still believe.
But he's got his Yankees.
Grown ups right there, Stubby, right up top. Top right.
He's got his Yankees thing on, though, you notice, not his Giants. He knows they're getting spanked today. All right, bold prediction of the week. I'll start with mine. Bengals Ravens today. I think a lot of people think the Bengals are going to blow them out. I think it's going to be a lot closer than people think. The Ravens play great as an underdog. I think they keep it close. I like the Bengals, obviously, you know, to win the game, but I think it's a lot closer than people think. That's my bold prediction. Stid,
runner up for comment of the day. Runner up.
Bill. Uncle Bill, I love it. That is a bold prediction.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know if you're right, Uncle Bill. Go ahead, Stiz, you.
Listen, I got to take from coach's little quirks here. Uncle Bill, you might have to go for a pee test, my man.
I know.
That bold prediction is far out there.
Yeah, that's the boldest.
No, listen, Uncle Bill, I'm on it, man. Take me in the over, baby. Take me in the over.
You know, I'm going to kind of fiddle around and go kind of opposite of where you're going, Nick.
Okay.
After starting the season at 6-2, the Baltimore Ravens will lose out and not make the playoffs.
Wow.
They got Cincinnati this week with a third string quarterback starting. Okay. Tough game in Cincinnati.
Yep.
They got the Rams after that.
Yep.
And they got the Pittsburgh Steelers after that. Listen, man, if Lamar Jackson is still banged up and this team just isn't playing
right.
I really could see them losing out and just, man, going from winning a division to not making the playoffs, just like that in a matter of a couple of weeks.
Right. And, you know, I said that a couple of weeks ago. Ravens or the Titans wouldn't make the playoffs. Stiz, I honestly, too, if you remember last week, John Harbaugh said that Lamar was going to play. So I wonder if it's a high ankle sprain. Because they say it's an ankle sprain. Now it's 2 weeks. And he didn't even travel with the team. So there was no shot of him playing. And they could have used him if he was close to at least be the possible backup today. They just signed Josh Johnson off the Jets practice squad 11 days ago. So it's we'll see. But I like that, Stiz. What's going on, Sammy? Sammy, I owe you a call back. I know, buddy.
What's up, buddy?
Been a crazy couple days.
Sammy?
Coach, your bold prediction.
And my bold prediction is the Detroit Lions is going to be a lot closer. Because, look, Atlanta hasn't won a home game all year, okay? And look at what Detroit's done since they tied the Steelers. You know, they got two wins, and every game they lost a couple close games. Everything's been real tight. I know their quarterback's out today, but I still think that game's going to be a lot closer than people think. I wouldn't even be surprised if Detroit pulls out a win today.
Okay.
I'm pretty high on Detroit.
Okay. I like it. Hey, man, you know what? The one thing about the Lions, there's not a lot of talent there. But that's been a team that's pretty much – they played horror all year. You got to give them credit. Even like that first week against the Niners where they were getting smoked and came back and made it – you know, they almost won that game. That's the one thing I'll give Dan Campbell credit for. His team's played hard all year. Yeah. And you know what? Not a lot of talent there. I mean, so we'll see what happens. But they got to put some more talent around them. And you know, we'll see. But I think the one thing you got to give them credit for, that team's played tough each week and, you know, always give an effort. So we'll see if they can get them some players so that they can actually maybe win some more games. Bengals-Ravens, huge game today. Obviously – you know, Anthony mentioned it. The Ravens' top two QBs are out. Huntley tests positive for COVID. Lamar is still hurt. You got Josh Johnson starting. I mean, just look, the Ravens are ravaged by injuries and COVID. I mean, you look at the Ravens now. I think it's their top two running backs, their top two tackles, their top two quarterbacks, their top two corners, all out with injuries or COVID. I mean, but like I said, John Harbaugh always usually finds ways to keep the Ravens in the game.
Not today,
my
though.
Big question, yeah, not, right. My big question, I'm still stuck on the Lamar thing. I really think they need to relook at Lamar Jackson. I really do. If it's going to be top three money, if he's going to get Dak Prescott Mahomes money where it's $40 million a year, I mean, to me, I don't think you make that move. I know you're going to win games, and I know the running game is going to be good with Lamar, but are you ever going to be able to win Super Bowls with Lamar? Are you ever going to be – and unless you have a dominant defense like the old Ravens, which obviously if you have a defense like that to go with Lamar, you're going to be fine. But I don't know if I would pay him top three money Do you guys agree? I'll start with you, Coach.
I think you do. I think you pay the guy. I think, you know, I like Lamar. I think he's underrated as a thrower. And it's the, you know, they run the wing T of the NFL. And they just don't throw the ball enough for him.
Right.
He threw the ball in college.
Yeah, but he's not throwing in the NFL. I mean, Huntley, I think they actually had a better shot with Huntley last week than they would have with Lamar. Stiz, would you pay him top three quarterback money? Or make them at least say, all right, you got to be reasonable and take a better, you know, value.
Yeah, I would try to take better value. I definitely wouldn't pay him top three. Right. You know, I'll tell you, my
he's a league MVP. Thoughts.
Yeah, that's, you know, but Coach, things have changed since then.
I know, but still, you got to take those into consideration when you're paying a guy, man. I mean, because let's put it this way. You put him out on the market, someone's going to pay him.
All right, Coach, is he a top five quarterback? Quarterback.
Top five quarterback?
He's not, but he's
in the top 10. I am about 9.
Yeah, but that's because, I mean, you know, that's just because his playmaking ability. I don't know. I just think with the inconsistency. Yeah.
The only inconsistency is throwing the football, and he just doesn't do it enough.
He's a quarterback. What the fuck?
It's a product of the offense. That's not his fault.
No, there's been plenty of passes this year where Hollywood Brown's open for a touchdown or other guys are there. I mean, you know, Huntley.
But again, if you're not doing it, you're not throwing the ball 30 times a game every game. It's completely different. You're asking a guy to throw the football in more of a pressure situation, and there's more pressure there. It's that, you know, Mahomes throwing it 50 times a game. It's boom, 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 boom. He does it all the time. It's totally different.
They're not asking him to throw the ball a lot, and when they do, he can't do it. That's the point.
But that is the point. That is the point. You gotta balance it out and throw the ball some more and get him more comfortable.
You're nuts. Now you know what? You submit for a drug test. Answer to Lamar's having him throw more. Okay.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. I don't know what you guys' thoughts are, but I don't think you can have a consistent winner in the NFL when your quarterback is the leading rusher of your team. I know Josh Allen did it for years. Look at this year. You know, like Coach mentioned, you got to have balance.
Well,
I just don't think that Lamar Jackson has a balanced attack. I mean, this year, 16 touchdowns to 13 interceptions.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a very good stat. That's like Jameis Winston's stat. You know what I mean? Right. So.
No, Stiz, I agree with you. I think that's I think it's an issue. I really do. I understand what you're saying, Coach. And look, I've been saying it for years. He's going to get hurt too playing that way. And look at him now in the stretch where they need him the most. He's hurt. And, you know, I just don't, you know, when you got a guy who can't consistently throw the ball, it's hard. I mean, you know, look, running the football and playing defense, yes, you can win games. But, and Anthony, I understand what you're saying. I really do. I get it. But to me, Baltimore is about winning Super Bowls. And I just don't know if he's ever going to be able to put him in that spot. Guys, any chance the Ravens get an upset today? I'll start with you, Coach.
There's always a chance, but it's right. So slim. I don't even think you could fit a flea through that that chance. You know,
going back to my bold prediction. Obviously, I don't think so. Yeah, I think they get the L.
Yeah, no, I like Coach said, there's always a chance. But I think the Bengals and look, everybody's looking at the Ravens offense. I'm looking, hey, do you guys remember what Joe Burrow's did on that defense before? And
yeah, they're
even more banged up. That's what I'm looking at. And look, you're talking about the biggest game in Cincinnati since Marvin Lewis was there. So it's a huge game.
Probably decades.
Wow.
A decade, at least a decade. When was the last time they were in the playoffs?
No, you're right there. It's been a while. Yeah, so it's a huge game for Cincinnati. Now another big division game. You got the Bills-Pats rematch. You know, obviously this game not going to be affected by 50-mile-an-hour winds, so it's going to be a different game. You know, Josh Allen's going to be able to throw the ball. However, I believe it's his second and third receiver, right? So there's Gabriel Davis and Cole Beasley out for COVID.
Yeah, that's correct.
You know, and to me, that says Belichick is going to say, okay, go double digs. And then you're looking at what, Dawson Knox. Is Emmanuel Sanders healthy, Stiz? I know he was
back
there.
I believe he's back.
Okay. However, the Patriots do have some injuries on their own. Stevenson's out. Aguilar's out. But Stiz, you did get some news late breaking from Stiz Schefter on Damian Harris. And what's his status, Stiz?
Damian Harris is back. He's suiting up today, which they need him, man. He had a big game against the Bills the first game they played him. I think he had 111 yards with that 64-yard touchdown. So they could surely use him today.
Right. Now, who do you guys like today? I'll start with you, Coach. Who wins?
New England.
Okay. I get it. Stiz, who do you got today in the Bills Patriots?
I got Buffalo, man. I'm big on rematches, especially with good teams like the Buffalo Bills are. Even depleted, it's hard to win two against a good team in a rematch. So,
right. Now, you know, nobody wants to talk about, you know, obviously COVID. But to me, I think you have to right now in regards to the NFL. I mean, things are just wild. I mean, like yesterday, I had a big bet on the Colts. And I hear 2 hours before, you know, Leonard's out. Who, no matter, that's one of the top. He, right now, I think he's a top five defensive guy.
Yeah.
Finding out 2 hours before game, he's out. And then obviously there was a couple, you know, two or three other players as well. You know, you just wonder, are you guys concerned that, you know, COVID's going to play a big impact this year in regards to the playoffs? You see what it's done just the last 2 weeks, guys. Are you really concerned about COVID being a huge issue during the playoffs this year? And, you know, possibly, you know, whether it's a big QB or whomever, that it, you know, it basically having an impact on some big games in the playoffs. I'll start with you, Coach.
I think it's going to have some impact. I think we might see a game on like a Wednesday or Tuesday. We might see a championship game during the week instead of a weekend because they're going to have to. And, you know, quite frankly, they're going to move some games around, but they're going to get it in. And, you know,
if you can do that though in the playoffs though, man, with that TV Monday money they won on the weekend. You know,
well, I think they're going to have to and work it out. Wait a second. Okay, the TV money is the TV money, but let me tell you, the network makes more on a football game than they do on any show that they're showing on TV. So it really doesn't matter to the network what day it's on.
How about fairness? Are you going to have a team play on a Tuesday or Wednesday and then turn around and play on a Sunday?
No, but that's what I mean. We're going to see – they're going to have to move both games. I mean, they're going to have to. It's, you know, to give that team some rest, but they're going to have to do it. But, hey, and real quick, Anthony, I think Mac Jones is going to be the first rookie to win a playoff game since Russell Wilson.
Anthony, you know what? The kid's good. He really is. I mean, he showed me a lot last week where he just started terrible against the Colts, and then he battled back. He can win games in the playoffs. Now, if they're not running the ball and they're struggling, and do I think he can go just do it himself? No, I don't.
He may be in trouble.
I don't think he's that. Yeah. If they're down two touchdowns and, you know, you're in the playoffs, do I think you can put it all on his shoulders? No. I'm not there yet. No. You know, sports how bad it is and the less players in the team. Yeah, no, that's right, Brian. And Brian, I agree with you too. I think Coach should be in a cup on that one as well. On a Wednesday. Are you concerned about COVID? I mean, I'm, you know, right now, just look at it, the last 2 weeks, it's just blowing up, and it just looks like it's headed in a bad direction.
Yeah, it's been a headache. It's been a headache all around. So yeah, I'm definitely concerned. It's going to be intriguing to see what happens in the playoffs.
Right.
You know, they're postponing games. I don't know how much they do in the playoffs. I mean, right. The good thing is the vaccinated players have an easier time to get back on the field than the unvaccinated.
Yeah.
So well, at least they're talking it down to one test, one negative test, and right. asymptomatic. So, you know.
Yeah, within 36 hours, you can get back on the field.
Right.
If you're vaccinated.
So. You know, Coach, that's one thing I wonder. If there's like a player like Darius Leonard, if he says, man, I wonder if I should have got the vaccination. Because now he's out 10 days because he's not vaccinated. So Darius Leonard will miss next week too. So, and there's rumors. I don't know about Quentin Nelson. We'll find out this week. But there's a chance he might miss too. Which, you know, the Colts, yes, you do have Jaguars to end the year. But you want to keep this run going. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And,
you know, you don't want to lose. They probably still can make the playoffs going 1-1. But still, to me, you want to go beat a Raiders team that, you know, the Raiders were started 5-2, and they're 2-5 since. So, you know, the Colts are 8-2 last 10. That's a team you should beat. So hopefully they can get, you know, some more players back. And, you know, we'll see. Because, man, I got the Colts to win the Super Bowl 50-1. So, yeah, I took it in October when they were, I think it was in October. I got the Colts 50-1 to win the Super Bowl, so I wouldn't mind that at all. I'm going to go to the Bucs now. How about the Bucs, man? Just can't catch a break this year. You lose Godwin last week. Obviously, Evans is out this week, Stiz. Jason Pierre-Paul's out. Antoine Winfield Jr.'s out. You know, Fournette and who's the other one? Lavonte David. Supposedly, they say are going to be ready for the playoffs. But honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if one of those guys, you know, doesn't make it, you know, in the playoffs. Obviously, you do, you know, luckily they kept AB around, so AB will be back.
Thank God.
Yeah, yeah. You know, obviously that's huge, Diz.
I wonder how much AB gives Tom Brady, because it's the only reason why he's there is because of Tom. Well,
sure. Yeah, but they said he's been a model citizen, though, too, and he really has. You haven't seen any outbursts on the sideline right. or anything. Stiz, do you think the Bucs, you know, because it kind of feels like they just had, you know, luck-wise. Because, you know, when you win a Super Bowl, you know, sometimes just things go your way. You know what I mean? You think mm-hmm. the Bucs can overcome these injuries and still make it to the Super Bowl?
Anytime you got Tom Brady behind the center, yeah, I mean, you know, this guy makes players better.
Yeah, he does.
You know, this guy made players in New England that you never even heard of that got picked up off the street, you know, number one, number two receivers. So, you know, yeah, anytime you got Tom Brady back there, I think he gets the job done. He figures it out.
Okay. Coach?
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, we're like we always say, we're not in the doubting Tom business, man. And as long as Tom's there – good to go. And look, they're playing Carolina. Carolina's pretty much packed it in anyway. So this is kind of a get right game for them and right. hopefully figure out what they got and moving forward.
Yeah. A lot of players out though, you know, and I'm not in the doubting Tom Brady business either, but man, it's going to be tough. You know, you're going to have to go on the road. Let's not forget last year, there was no fans in the stadium.
Right.
So that's big. You know, now you're going into, you know, look, the Rams have now moved up, so they would have to, you know, possibly play the Rams, you know, in the second round, and then the Packers, if it kind of played out like it's supposed to, or the Cowboys. Yeah, it's going to be tough. I mean, I agree. You can never – you can't doubt Brady. And if he's got Gronk and AB, honestly, the biggest one on there, I think, is Fournette. I really do. I think Fournette is a big loss because he was really – became the guy since the playoffs last year. So, but yeah, I agree with Stiz. I don't think you can doubt Tom Brady. Now, guys, this AFC race, probably the tightest, I mean, ever. I mean, it's insane how tight this race is. Let me get your guys' AFC championship game. Who do you got? I'll start with you, Stiz.
Well, considering that there's only two games separating the 1-8 seed, which is unbelievable how close as you precluded to this battle is. And as well as the Colts have been playing on defense with their running game, I think the Colts can sneak in there. Mm-hmm. And I think they play the Kansas City Chiefs as long as they're healthy in the AFC Championship.
That's my exact championship too. That's how I see it. I really think, you know, the Chiefs have kind of, you know, retaken that position as the number one team in the AFC, and everything goes through Kansas City. But I agree. I think the Colts can make a run, even though they're going to be on the road. Coach, who's your AFC championship?
I believe that the New England Patriots get there. And I could see the Colts, if someone's going to beat Kansas City in Kansas City, I could see it being the Colts the way they're playing right now.
Yeah.
And you know, because they're a wild card, and I think the way that would work out is it would be – I think they would have to play before
right now
that.
They would play Kansas City in the first round because they're the four and five. But, you know, things can change. You know what I mean? Those seeds and all those teams are so close. And, you know, I agree. Like I said, you kind of got to see when the bracket comes out. But I like what Stiz says. I like that black.
Brian must be referring to you, Coach.
Yeah.
he's talking about me. Blockhead. I give you a blockhead.
Stiz.
Brown is back today too, Brian.
So, yeah, Stiz. Your fantasy advice. What do you want to start with? Waiver wire, start them, sit them. Your choice. Yeah. Your carte blanche for you. You can start whatever you want.
That's what I'm talking about. Ladies' choice. You know, I'm going to need an Excel spreadsheet to get through to keep track of all these injuries and COVID players. I mean, it's been an absolute headache for fantasy football. But with that being said, let's go to the waiver wire. My number one pickup this week is Ronald Jones, running back for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Okay? Listen, they're depleted. The good thing is he played his whole career with Tampa Bay, so he knows the system already. Okay? 4 years, I think he got drafted in 2018. And with the lack of offensive weapons, sorry. It sounded like there was background noise.
I muted his mic.
With the lack of offensive weapons that Tom Brady has, I mean, he should see plenty of action today. You make it through your semifinal game this week in fantasy. Ronald Jones has a great matchup versus the Jets next week. So consider playing him back-to-back weeks. Jets are dead last versus running backs, giving up 35 points per game. So Ronald Jones was a big player for me. I added him in two of my leagues that I'm in the playoffs, actually. Justin Jackson as well, Bill. Yeah, absolutely. I'm only giving one out today, but Justin Jackson's a big one with Austin Eckler out. Crazy story. I actually dropped Alexander Mattison to pick up Rojo. Okay? This was 4 hours before they declared Dalvin Cook out with COVID. I said, you got to be kidding me. I kept Alexander Mattison on my roster the whole year just for this. And look what happened. Luckily, somehow, these guys weren't paying attention. I put in for a waiver for Alexander Mattison. Waiver ran through till this morning, early this morning. I don't know how they missed it. I got him back on my roster. I'm going to start him today for sure. It's crazy. Fucking Mike.
That's great. Tell him, Mike. They're killing Coach today. And Coach, don't worry, I'll get you back. I got you, Coach.
I think Coach sounds great this way.
I know.
Right, Coach?
I love the ability to just mute him.
Yeah, I know. I can unmute myself. I know. I got it. It's okay. You know.
Damn it, Coach. So that's my big waiver this week is Ronald Jones, along with Justin Jackson, as Uncle Bill alluded to. My start of the week is Antonio Brown. Listen. He's back. I told you already. They're at Carolina.
Love it.
Depleted offense. Same premise as my waiver discussion.
Yep.
Godwin, Evans out. AB slots right up as the number one receiver. He's only played six games this year, but he's had double-digit fantasy points in four out of the six games. So look for Tom Brady to go to him early. Look for him to go to him often. I think it's going to be an AB Gronk show today. They should be the main focus in the passing game. I'm expecting at least 12 targets today for Antonio Brown. So start him, get him in your lineup, go to bed. Sit of the day. I talked about this guy last week, and I actually picked him up on my roster. And, boy, he's been killing. He's been lights out. Amon-Ra St. Brown, the rookie from Detroit, going against Atlanta. Last 3 weeks, Amon-Ra St. Brown averaging 12 targets, 9 receptions, 21 fantasy points. Great, great matchup against Atlanta today, who ranks 4th worst versus wide receivers. I got to temper my expectations, though, with no Jared Goff. Jared Goff seemed like he had the connection with him the last few weeks. And they is a 1-2 connection, and they've been playing great. I can't do it. Not with Tim Boyle. Tim Boyle at week 11 put up 77 yards, 0 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. I got to temper my expectations. I'm putting Amon-Ra St. Brown on my bench, and let's go.
All right. I like it, Stiz. I like it. Dude, he's been killing it, the kid from the Lions, St. Brown. He really has been.
He's been great. Yeah, he's been great. I mean, he's been sitting on the waiver wire for a long time. I mean, it's the Detroit Lions, so they just don't trust him. Jared Goff really hasn't looked that great most of the year.
Yep.
But they seem to have a connection. And listen, anytime you're getting 12 targets a game, in fantasy, it is money. Is money.
And Stiz, to just give you one example of what Jared Goff does for receivers, one old Cooper Kupp will let you know the difference between having Jared Goff and having a better QB. I mean, you just wonder how the talent this guy has. I mean, you know, and he's having a monster year. I mean, averaging over 26 fantasy points a game. I mean, you got to understand that's 10 catches, 100 yards, and a touchdown a game. I mean, that's wild, you know. He's just been
in my mind, the number one fantasy receiver next year, in my mind.
No doubt. I agree. And it's not even – I mean, obviously you love Adams. You got to see what happens there. But, yeah, Cooper and Adams, I mean – and even Adams hasn't had the year. And it's not close. Cooper has him by a couple hundred yards, you know, and some touchdowns, I believe. So, now, going to go into my picks. I'll start with my lock of the week because, you know, obviously – why not? So my lock of the week, I'm going to go Bills plus 1. I just think this is a different game today. I think Allen, even with the missing receivers, I think this is, you know, the Patriots coming off a loss. You know, Belichick is good, but I just think, you know, maybe you hit that confidence a little bit. Stevenson out. I think Bills are going to basically try to stop the run and say, all right, Mac Jones, you know, you're not going to be able to throw it 3 times this game. Beat us. I like the Bills plus 1 today. I think you see a real big game from the Bills. Low scoring, though. I think you're just going to have more plays from Josh Allen than you are from Mac Jones. So I like the Bills plus 1. Then I'm going to go to a 2-team teaser. Really like this one. Jared Goff out. I like the Bengals minus 1. I think they're obviously going to find a way to win the game. And then I like the Falcons minus 1/2. You know, Falcons have been a better team, 6-8. You know, obviously you're missing Calvin Ridley, but they've been competitive. Lions coming off their Super Bowl, basically, where, you know, where they actually got to win against a good team in the Cardinals. No Jared Goff. Give me the Bengals minus 1, Falcons minus 1/2. Then I'm going to go to Minnesota. Look, the Rams playing well. The Cardinals just handed you the division in your lap. Tough schedule, though, down the stretch. You know, you got the Vikings today who can beat anybody when they decide they want to play. And then you got the Ravens next week, and you end on the Niners. But I just think the Rams today, they're gonna put some pressure on Cousins, maybe force Cousins into a couple mistakes. And I think, obviously, that Minnesota defense is just has struggled all year. I like the Rams. It's 3 by the hook. Take it to 2.5. I'll take the Rams minus 2.5. You know, obviously fighting now for that NFC West division and a home game in the first round. And then, look, my boy Big Dick Nick getting the start today, going to change things for the Bears. Seahawks, you know, haven't been as impressive, obviously. And, look, the Bears, coming off last week where six red zone possessions, not a score. I mean, the defense balled out last week against Cousins. Cousins only 80 yards passing against the Bears, whose whole secondary was out for COVID. I'm going to go with the Bears plus 7.5. Nick Foles, you know, proves that he, you know, he should be playing more. He's a good quarterback. Definitely shouldn't be a third quarterback. I'm going to go with the Bears plus 7 in the hook. Then I got a three-team tease for you. You know me with my three-team. You know I love teasers. I love this one. Bucks -0.5 against the Panthers. Chargers -0.5 against the Texans. Now, you are missing Eckler and Mike Williams, but it is the Texans. I think Herbert will find a way with Keenan Allen and, you know, Jared Cook. And then who's the – Kelly's the backup running back, right, Stiz?
Kelly's – Joshua Kelly's the backup running back to Justin Jackson, yes.
Yeah, they'll find a way by running the ball, simplifying it a little bit. But, yeah, they'll find a way to win. And then I got the Eagles at pick. I love this three-team teaser. One of my big – not my biggest one of the year. That was earlier. But I love this three-team teaser. I think it's, you know, put the mask on. So, now, Stiz, we will get to your prop out of the week, and then I'll get your and Coach's locks of the week. So, Stiz, your prop out of the week.
My prop bet of the week this week will be Joe Burrow against the depleted, Baltimore Ravens over 1.5 touchdown passes. He hasn't had many 2+ touchdown passes this year, so the juice is -130. I think he throws all over them. I think T. Higgins has a huge game today along with Jamar Chase. So yeah, look for him to go over. I hit both my prop and my week 15 lock last week, which hasn't happened too many times this year, unfortunately. I'm trying to stay dead even and trying to get ahead of Coach this year because I can't have him out pull me.
No, you can't have that.
So that's my prop of the week.
Okay, now we'll go to Stiz for his lock of the week. Stiz, your lock of the week.
My week 16 lock, and I'm piggybacking off of last week's win. I'm going with the Raiders, +1.
Okay.
And two main reasons are they looked okay running the ball last week.
Yes.
Against Cleveland. Drew Lock is starting for Denver. Yeah,
that's huge.
Which I think that might be my main reason. I think they get a win against Denver, and they piggyback it. They're at home today. I'm taking them +1. It was a pick all week. Get them +1. I like it. Anytime going against Drew Lock, I'm going the other side.
Coach, your lock of the week.
I'm going with the Chargers, man. Friends of the program. So you got to like when they face a
whole Chargers organization are friends of the program.
Well, the wide receiver coach has been on our show. Has he not?
No, yeah, okay. Yes. We're like, you said the whole Chargers organization.
Well, the Chargers meaning that, you know, yeah. Okay. The wide receiver coach, friend of mine. Okay. Yeah.
Old coach of Pitt.
So I'm going with the Chargers today.
Okay, I get it. I like it. You know, you got a lot of high lines today. You do, not too many small lines. And the ones that are small, like who wants to bet the Jets versus the Jags and just, I mean, talk about shit game. I mean, so it's a lot. And then the Rams is the other low line at 3. And then obviously the Raiders game and the Patriots game. But other than that, it's all pretty much over 7. So, but what you want to do, my advice, you want to bet the teams that are playing for something. But you never know. I got stung last week by the Bucks and the Cardinals. So,
yeah.
Go ahead, Coach.
And I will bring up a quick point before we finish. You know, I said that last week. Who would the Jacksonville Jaguars give anybody 5.5 points, right?
Yeah.
I feel the same way about Atlanta this week. I know you took them on a teaser.
Right.
But who is the Atlanta Falcons to be giving anybody 7 points to them?
You're right. They're playing the Lions, they stink.
Terrible.
Yeah.
I just don't. I know Jared Goff's out, but I still don't think who are the Atlanta Falcons to be giving anybody 7 points.
Yeah. No, I agree. But they're 6-8, so I think that's what it's. No, I agree with you, though. That's why I got them in the tease.
All right, everyone. Thanks for hanging out. We appreciate all the love. Make sure you share it with your friends. Like us. Ring the bell down below if you're on YouTube We appreciate it. All the love. Enjoy the games. We'll see you guys tomorrow night. Be safe.